Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. A bipartisan group of senators has announced a deal on a framework for a narrow measure addressing gun safety. As NPR's Scott Detrow reports, President Biden is praising the agreement.
The deal would expand background checks for people under 21 buying guns, provide more money to schools for safety, and provide incentives for states to pass red flag laws that take guns out of the hands of people that courts deem dangerous, among other things. It would not limit assault weapons purchases for people under 21 or more broadly expand background checks or do many of the other things that Biden has called for. Still, Biden is praising the deal, saying that it would be, quote, the most significant gun safety legislation to pass Congress in decades. Biden noted in a statement that the agreement doesn't do much of what he wants, but he's still urging the Senate and House to act quickly. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
The busy summer travel season is underway as the average price for a gallon of gas tops $5, and experts warn those who are flying may encounter difficulties. NPR's David Shaper reports high airfares, crowded airports, and flight delays and cancellations may be the norm this summer.
Airline bookings for domestic travel this summer were already back to pre-pandemic levels, and with the Biden administration now ending the COVID testing requirement for inbound travelers, international flight bookings are expected to surge. Economist Haley Berg of the travel app Hopper says air fares this summer are sky high, well above pre-pandemic levels.
But it does seem as though travelers, especially those who have not traveled for a year or two because of COVID, they're willing to pay to go on that getaway they've been dreaming about since lockdown.
With such strong demand, storms and staffing shortages have already forced airlines to cancel thousands of flights in recent weeks, a trend experts say will likely continue this summer. David Shaper, NPR News.
As Russian troops make slow progress in Ukraine's Donbas region, Ukrainian forces say they're taking back territory in the southern part of the country. NPR's Nathan Rott has more.
Ukraine's defense ministry announced the counteroffensive in the south of the country more than a week ago. But information on progress in the area has been scarce. In his nightly address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the campaign. Ukrainian troops are gradually liberating the territory of the Kherson Oblast, Zelensky said, naming a small village that he says has been cleared of Russian soldiers, a claim that NPR could not verify. There is a sense of urgency to retake territory in the south because Russia has indicated that it plans to annex the regions it occupies later this year. Nathan Rapp, NPR News, Dnipro, Ukraine.
And you're listening to NPR News. Tonight, the 75th annual Tony Awards, Broadway's highest honors, will be presented at Radio City Music Hall with Ariana DeBose hosting. Jeff London has more.
For the first time since the pandemic, Broadway presented a complete season, and 29 plays and musicals are up for awards. Michael R. Jackson's A Strange Loop, about a black queer writer writing a musical about a black queer writer, is up for 11 awards, including Best Musical.
I am the story's writer.
A different Michael Jackson, the King of Pop, is represented in the musical MJ with 10 nominations. In the Best Play category, the Lehman Trilogy leads with 8 nominations. The revival of the play for colored girls has 7, while Company and the Music Man lead for musical revival. The Tonys will be broadcast on CBS this evening. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
At the weekend box office, Jurassic World Domination took the top spot with a massive $143 million in its domestic debut, and that's despite blistering reviews. It's the 6th film in Universal's dinosaur saga. In second place, Top Gun, Maverick, with $50 million in its third weekend in theaters. In third place, Disney's Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness with $4 million. That film has been in theaters for 6 weeks now and has made an estimated $397 million in ticket sales in North America. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.